Nearly 70 world leaders traveled to Paris to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War. French President Emmanuel Macron used the occasion on Sunday to sound a powerful and sobering warning about the fragility of peace and the dangers of nationalism and of nations putting themselves first above the collective good.
Car le patriotisme est l'exact contraire du nationalisme. Le nationalisme en est la trahison. En disant « nos intérêts d'abord et qu'importent les autres », on gomme ce qu'une nation a de plus précieux, ce qui la fait vivre, ce qui la porte à être grande, ce qui est le plus important, ses valeurs morales.
Macron says patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. By putting our own interests first, he says, with no regard for others, we erase the very thing that a nation holds dearest and the thing that keeps it alive, its moral values. In contrast to Donald Trump, who says he's a nationalist, Macron says nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. In Paris, Macron has initiated 3 days of talks through Tuesday. It's called the Paris Peace Forum, an occasion for heads of states to come up with concrete initiatives for continued peace. Donald Trump didn't stay in Paris for the forum. His America First doctrine is in direct opposition to Macron's defense of multinationalism, which has been taking center stage. In New York City, the annual Veterans Day parade also marked 100 years since the end of World War I. A group carried a giant flag that was displayed at the World Trade Center site in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. The Grand Marshal was U.S. Army veteran Florent Groberg, who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in Afghanistan. He was born in France and then was naturalized here in the U.S.
Today is an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and realize that it doesn't matter where you stand politically or what religion you follow. Today it's about each other. It's about the character of this nation. It's about saying thank you and realizing that it takes great sacrifice to be able to be free. I am honored, I am grateful, I am blessed that this nation accepted me as one of its citizens, but most importantly, that it gave me the greatest honor in the world to wear its colors.
On the sidelines of the parade down Fifth Avenue, families of those serving or who have served carried pictures or other mementos of their loved ones. In other news, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Sunday he would try to tie a measure protecting Special Counsel Robert Mueller to must-pass legislation if Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker does not recuse himself from the oversight of the probe. Schumer pointed to Whitaker's history of hostile statements towards the Mueller investigation. These include an op-ed in which he said Mueller would be straying outside his mandate if he investigated Donald Trump's family finances, and a talk radio interview in which he maintained there was no evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Donald Trump issued a proclamation to deny asylum to migrants who enter the country illegally on Friday. This goes against laws that state that anyone is eligible for asylum no matter how he or she enters the country. The plan is immediately being challenged in court. The American Civil Liberties Union and other legal groups sued in federal court in Northern California on Friday to block the regulations. They argue that Trump's proclamation is illegal. Wildfires are raging on both ends of California. In Southern California, a string of communities west of Los Angeles have been scorched. Huge plumes of smoke rising in the fire area, stretching miles from the northwest corner of Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley, to the Malibu coast. And in Northern California, search crews look for more bodies in the smoking ruins of Paradise, California. Relatives are desperately trying to locate more than 100 missing people as the wildfires rage. The death toll statewide stands at 25 and appears likely to rise. The recounting of Senate and gubernatorial ballots is underway in heavily Democratic Broward County, Florida, this after it fixed problems with its machines. The Florida Secretary of State ordered the recounts on Saturday. The counts must be completed by Thursday. Unofficial results show that Republican former U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis led Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum by less than 0.5 percentage points. In the Senate race, Republican Governor Rick Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is less than 0.25 percentage points. Some sun today, then partly cloudy, with temperatures reaching a range of about 49 to 52 degrees. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.